Thank you for listening to Light Your Way Podcast, a podcast where we talk about your Christian life and your money. Thank you for listening. You are listening to episode 1 of the Light Your Way Podcast. And what I'd like to discuss today is, will there be guest parking in heaven? I would like to talk about this today to get people to start thinking about, do they have their own place in heaven? So have you guys ever been to a store that has parking spots that are reserved for a special employee, a manager, or employees of the month? So as you know, the rest of the parking spots in that parking lot are for the guests or the customers of that store. But those designated parking spots are reserved for a special person. So I believe that's going to be just like in heaven. We as Christians are going to have our own parking spot, if in fact we do drive cars. But my question is, will there be guest parking in heaven? So will there be spots for people that are not saved? Will there be spots for a guest in heaven? That's what I want to talk about today. But first, we have to figure out the problem. And the problem began all the way in the beginning. So when God created the earth, and he created everything around us that we see. But when he created Adam and Eve, so Adam and Eve ruined it for the entire world. So by eating the fruit from the tree of knowledge, because they sinned, so God banished Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden forever. And every person since then that was born in this earth has been separated from God. But since God is such a loving and merciful God, he chose to make a way for us to come back in fellowship with him. And he made that available through his son, Jesus. So the Bible says in John 14:6 that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So no one comes to the Father except through him. So that means no one, not any of us, can do anything. I mean anything on our own to get to God. So we can't give enough money. We can't give enough of our time. We can't volunteer enough of our time. And we certainly cannot do enough good works to earn our way into heaven. There's just no way around it. Now, I do know in our day and time that is not politically correct, but it's the truth. So, thirdly, what did Jesus free us from? So, Jesus freed us from three things. So, Jesus frees us from death. Because, when we die, we have two options after we die. We can either go to heaven with him, or we can be in hell for the rest of eternity. And I don't know about you, but eternity is a very long time. And I would rather be with Jesus in heaven than in hell, burning in a lake of fire. Second thing Jesus from is fear. And I can't sit here and say that I am completely a fearless person, because I'm not. So there's things that I feel every day. But the way, because I said Jesus frees us from fear, is we are not, so we are not trapped in fear. So if we're a Christian, we can choose not to fear something. We can choose to just let Jesus handle it. And then third and final thing that Jesus so frees us from is, of course, from our sin. Our sin is what separated us from God in the first place. So when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, he comes in, cleans us up, and frees us from our sin. So what does that mean? So that means that, yes, while the devil can still tempt us, and he still tempts us, we can choose to say no to sin. We can choose to say no to the devil when he tries to tempt us with whatever it is. Stay tuned after a short break. Thank you for sticking with us after our break. Now I want to dive into the three items I was talking about moments ago, where Jesus frees us from death, where he frees us from fear, and where he frees us from sin. First, I want to talk about, is Jesus frees us from death? So Jesus frees us from death in the following way. So Jesus died on the cross and paid all penalty for our sin. So because if Jesus did not die on the cross and pay the penalty for our sin, when we die, and we will die, so when we die, we have two options. We have two options. There's only two options when we die. Those options are, we can either go to heaven, or we spend an entire eternity in hell. That is what Jesus freed us from death. So if you are a Christian right now, such as me, so we don't have to fear death. Yes, I understand we will miss our loved ones. Our loved ones will miss us. But we as Christians do not have to fear death, because we know where we are going. So the moment after we die. Second thing I want to talk about is, Jesus frees us from sin. Jesus freed us from sin because, of course, sin entered the world through Adam and Eve. After God had made the earth in 6 days, he then made Adam and Eve. And he gave Adam and Eve one simple instruction. Do not eat of the tree of knowledge that stands in the middle of the garden, or you will die. Now, when he said you will die, he wasn't referring to you will die immediately. He was referring to you will die spiritually. You will not be a part of me anymore. You will not have fellowship with Jesus anymore. You will die spiritually. That is what he meant by that statement. So Jesus frees us from sin because Jesus came to the earth and died on the cross, and he paid the penalty so we can be set free. He paid the penalty so we can stand before God, our Father, as a spotless lamb. And then as well, since Jesus freed us from our sin, that does not mean that we won't ever sin ever again. Even as Christians, we all sin every day. But we can ask for forgiveness for that sin, and Jesus will. So free us from that sin. He will forgive us from that sin, and he will remember it no longer. It also means you are no longer a slave to sin any longer. So if you're a Christian sitting out there, and the devil tries to tempt you, you have the freedom in Jesus to say no. And remember, in the Bible, it does say that even though you may be tempted, Jesus does give a way out of that temptation. So our sin does not condemn us any longer. Thirdly, Jesus frees us from fear. Jesus does not want us to live in fear. He did not give us the spirit of fear. But we all have fears in our life, Christians and non-Christians alike. So just because we're a Christian, that does not necessarily make us immune from fear. So, but Jesus came to deliver you from fear. He doesn't want you to live in fear. He wants you to live fearlessly, and he wants you to live a fulfilled life for him. So, but fear is like carrying a backpack of rocks around. They're heavy, they're bulky, and they just don't do anything for us. Just as fear does nothing for us. It only holds us back from our true potential. So if you are a Christian, you are free because Jesus paid the cost on that cross. So leave the backpack behind and live a life free of fear. If you need help how to overcome fear, please check out our website at lightyourwayblog.com and check out our post, How to Overcome Fear with Faith, to learn more. So to answer the question that I posed at the beginning of the podcast, and that question was, will there be guest parking in heaven? I believe there will not be guest parking in heaven, because the only parking spots in heaven will be for the people that have trusted Jesus as their Savior. So you need to be saved in order to have your own parking spot in heaven. So, because Jesus said it very, very plainly in Romans 10:13. So, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And please don't think that you can get saved at a later time or at a later date, because we are never promised tomorrow. So when you die, that's it. There are no second chances, and there's no do-overs. So at the judgment seat of Christ, you will stand condemned in your own sins and spend an eternity in hell if you are not saved. Thank you. Check out our website at lightyourwayblog.com. Thanks, and have a great day.